Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series, brought to you by My Cost Segregation. Today we cover a case that is less about depreciation and more about a fundamental rule in tax law. It is called Commissioner v. Danielson, decided by the Third Circuit Court of Appeals in 1967. The Supreme Court declined to hear it that same year. The lesson from Danielson is short and important. When you put a number in a contract, you own that number. Here is what happened. A business acquisition was negotiated and closed. The purchase agreement included a specific allocation of the purchase price among various assets, including a covenant not to compete. A covenant not to compete is an agreement by the seller not to start a competing business for a certain period of time. After the deal closed, the taxpayer wanted to treat the dollars differently for tax purposes. The numbers that were written into the contract did not produce the best tax result in hindsight, so the taxpayer tried to shift the allocation on the tax return. The Third Circuit said no. When parties write an express allocation into a purchase agreement, they are bound by it for tax purposes. You cannot change it on your return later. The only exceptions are fraud, duress, or a genuine mistake of fact. And only the IRS, not the taxpayer, is allowed to challenge an allocation the parties agreed to. This is what tax lawyers call the Danielson rule. You negotiated the deal. You signed the contract. You are bound by the allocation you agreed to. So, what does this have to do with the cost segregation study? Everything. When you bought the property, when you buy a building or business, the purchase agreement often includes language about how the purchase price is divided among different assets. Sometimes, a separate form, called Form 8594, is filed with the IRS to report that allocation. Both of these create a written record that binds you under the Danielson rule. Before we prepare an acquisition cost segregation study for you, we review the purchase agreement and any Form 8594 that was filed. We need to know what allocations are already on the record. Your study must be consistent with what you signed. It is not just a formality. A cost segregation study that conflicts with your purchase agreement or your 8594 filing creates a real legal problem. Danielson says you are bound by your own express allocations. An inconsistent study is not just risky, it is legally indefensible. The good news is that purchase agreements are often silent on the specific asset-by-asset breakdown that a cost segregation study needs. The agreement might set a total price. It might allocate between real property and personal property at a broad level, but it often does not go deeper than that. That is where a well-prepared acquisition study adds value, filling in the detail the contract left open in a way that is consistent with what was signed. If the contract was silent or broad, you have flexibility. If the contract was specific, we work within it. Either way, we read the documents before we write the study. When this case appears in your report, it tells you that we checked. We reviewed your purchase agreement. We know what allocations are on the record. Your study is consistent with your signed documents. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see the full authority library, visit the legal section of your report.